4.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. My name is The Pearman, and I'm here with my co-host, Charlie Foster. Foster, you know what I mean? Named after, you know, the foster of fostering of fosters. And it's so great.
Exactly, exactly.
Introduce yourself, man.
Yeah, so I'm like the foster of fosters.
Foster!
Foster. You know, there are several fosters on campus, but... You know, they're all named after me. So
people get them confused, straight. You know what I mean? You never know what's going down. But, you know, tell me about that. What has that experience been like?
I mean, like, you know, I came to Lafayette not thinking there are that many fosters. You know, I got, like, my dad. You know, like, I got, like, my grandparents.
And, really?
Like, my cousins.
No.
Yeah, like, they're all fosters.
I can't believe that.
But then I came here and then, like... There are other fosters?
It's exciting.
It is exciting. It's like, are they my family?
Are they
related? Like, cause like if like we all know like Foster Pietro, but is he like my family? But it's like Foster is his first name, you know? Like,
wow.
It, you know, it brings up a lot of questions.
You never know if you're family.
You do, like, who is family?
Like, maybe it's time to think about if you are family with the people you're named after.
Like, what is family? Like, is there a definition, like a formal definition for family?
Yeah, like cats are part of the family. Dogs are part
right.
of the family.
Okay. Like, is a family like a bloodline or is it an ideology?
Or is it an animal? Like,
or is it an animal?
Like, think about it. Like, you know, when you invite that dog home, when you pick it up at the shelter, all of a sudden it's family.
It is family. It's like family can be given. Can family be taken away?
Well, when you know what, well, you got to ask people, like, are you ready to take away this dog from your life?
Right. And then when that dog is then taken away, are they still part of your family?
Oh, now that's a question we have to talk about.
We have to ponder.
Because people can't just go to sleep not knowing if they're ready
right.
for family.
I mean, like, it, you know, it's a Monday night. I know a bunch of people are at dollar beers at Milo's.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, like, we're over here, like, in the basement of wherever we are. Talking about the real stuff.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And there's real world stuff going on, and they just don't have... They ignore the family.
They ignore reality.
They don't know what it is.
I mean, that's the summary of it all.
Do they even know what's going on in the world right now? Like, we're here.
Do they even know what's going on around them right now?
Yeah, I don't even know.
I don't know. I've been hearing sirens and stuff. Like, what do you think could be going on right now?
Like, Clifford the Big Red Dog is
in
movies. It's coming out. I gotta go see it.
Oh, my God. That's gonna be crazy. You know how many, like, clips are gonna come from that movie for this show?
It is gonna be wild. It is, like, sometimes I wish that I could just jump into a movie screen and become a dog.
I agree with you. What's like your favorite like dog?
Sometimes I feel like a purple rainbow unicorn just running across campus, and then everybody gets mad at me because purple unicorns don't actually show up for class. And so when you miss class,
what movie is that from?
That is from Larry Skips Class.
That is a good movie I do enjoy watching every couple days.
I love that movie. I try to replay it over and over.
Oh, yeah.
And over.
I know you're always laying on your bed trying to
that's my movie.
That's your movie. You just love it so much. You just can't stop watching it.
You know what?
It.
That's my family, actually.
Oh.
You know, and it's really disappointing because people get mad at me when I don't show up for class, especially professors. And it's like, I'm in a movie. I'm playing a game. It's my family. You're attacking my family.
Our professors, we all know that there's, like, good professors and bad professors. Like, could good professors be in your family and bad professors? Like, can you, like... Like, what I'm trying to get at is, can a professor be in your family?
They all got kicked out after the last time I played I Don't Want to Go to Class.
Tell me about that time. What was that time like?
It was a great time because I was having dream, and everybody looked at me. It was so lit in the dream. I had Clifford. It was me. It was fun. I was riding dogs. It was special. It was my time. Then, you know, as a result, I didn't show up for their class, and apparently there was something important that day.
Oh, of course there was.
It's never what they, but they don't understand it.
They don't understand. You know, like, I had this one professor in one of my classes. I skipped the class day when he handed back the test, right? And then, like, the next day of class, he's like, oh, here's your test, Charlie. Like, why couldn't you come to class? I was like, oh, I'm sorry, professor, and then I just, like, walked away.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm not like the other students. Like, I come to class.
You do.
Virtually.
Yep.
Every time.
In your head. In You're there mentally.
I'm there in a dream.
Yeah, exactly.
But they're just not in it.
In dream dream, you're in the class.
Yeah, dream dream is lit. It's just the professor isn't there.
It's just you.
Yeah, they got kicked out.
It's just you.
Yeah, nope.
Nope.
And when I tried to explain them to that, apparently it was disrespectful that I kicked them out of the dream that I was in during virtual classroom that I did not participate in.
Interesting. You see, that's pretty messed up, Larry. That's pretty messed up. You know what's also messed up? All this, like, talk. You know, I was actually mountain biking with some Lehigh kids the other day, and they were talking about how they were going to win. Can you believe that?
Oh, no, they did not tell me that. You know, Lehigh, you know, they think that they're... No.
No. No. They really don't think.
No, like, they're from Lehigh.
And we're from Lafayette.
Yeah, like, you know that.
Like, Lafayette sounds, like, more... prestigious, I'll say it.
Yeah, go say it.
It's like Lafayette, you know? It's like...
You know, like...
It has a lot of pronunciations.
Yeah, like...
You know, Lehigh's just, you know, Lehigh. Like, that's boring.
Not only is it boring, they just don't understand the concept.
They don't understand the concept.
Like, they never play, like, they never play the movie, Let's Skip Class. They keep doing the same movie every day. They show up.
They show up, but they also are boring.
What are they showing up for?
What are they doing? Like, exactly. Like, I toured that campus. Like, that campus was boring. It was, like, on a hill. Mm-hmm. Like, I would not want to walk. Like, that's, like, my leg workout for the week. It's, like, walking to class, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Lehigh's, like, the ex partner that I never had.
Of course.
You know, because I got rejected.
Right, right.
And then, you know, I don't want anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it just never happened.
Okay.
But it's just bad feelings because Lehigh led me on.
Lehigh can't do that. That's messed up.
No, because Lehigh isn't ready. You know, Lafayette is ready for the next level.
We're ready to take it to the next step.
Like, we're already getting married. Like, Lafayette is ready, you know, like, they're...
We're mature.
We are mature.
We're mature.
We're opening up new dining halls. Yep. Like,
hopefully.
Well, we know what we're doing.
We know what we are doing. Exactly.
They're not about that. They don't know. They don't know what they want.
They don't know what they want.
Like, you know, Lafayette has a plan. They're like, we're going to open Trolley Stop. We're going to...
Yep, and Trolley Stop was open.
We're going to plant a tree. Like, name another... God. Like, they that is groundbreaking. Like,
It was groundbreaking.
Yeah, right? Like, and even though they cut it down, it was all the idea of it.
Yep. And that's the goal. And, that's the goal.
You know, Haley Steinfeld, one of the famous people who, you know, she knows so much about topics like these.
Really?
Yeah, because, like, she's just right in the thick of it. She knows, like, breakups, divorce, Lehigh, like...
Yep.
It's...
Lehigh. I mean, like, are you going to the game?
I will not be, actually.
That's a shame.
But you are. You going.
I am going to be there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be there. It'll be fun.
You going to bring...
No, but you're going to be... Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at Duke. It's going to be Friday. It's Duke game time, you know.
Duke game time.
We out there. You know, everybody's going to be there. You know, all these Duke fans got talking all this crazy, but they acting like I'm not going to show up. Come out of retirement.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm ready to come out of retirement.
That ball sign?
I might. You know what I mean? I got, you know, my ankles are sexy now. I can feel that bone. Every time I touch my ankle, it's like, ooh.
You're good.
Yeah,
you're
like, you know, good. When I feel that bone-to-bone contact, it's like, ooh. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, that's a sexy ankle right there.
It is. You know what, Larry? Do you think we're going to beat Duke?
Of course we're going to beat Duke because
I like this optimism.
Yeah, because, you know, we have something that Duke doesn't have.
What's that?
And that is me.
Yes, they do not have a pair man themselves.
No, they do not have an under 6'2 manager from, you know.
From AIM Academy.
Oh, don't it. I'm Asian and Jewish.
They don't even know.
They don't know. And I'm Asian and Jewish. And I represent that demographic that's not represented in basketball.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not one bit.
So I'm that, you know, sexy ankle Asian Jew.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly. That's like, a lot.
It's a lot. You know what I mean? And it's really cool because I know that if we win, it will be because of me.
It will be. You know, like, they'll, like because you're Jewish, they'll, you know, they're going to put you on the chair.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. I'm just going to put myself on the chair.
You're just going to lift yourself up.
That's called the river crossing.
Exactly.
Like, Moses didn't think he could just cross the river. He had to lift a chair up.
And you know what happened when he lifted the chair up?
It parted the Red Sea.
Exactly.
It's like, you know, it's stuff like this that they don't teach you in the real world.
They don't even teach you that at Lehigh.
Yeah, like that's a Lehigh thing. Like Lehigh doesn't know anything about Moses raising the cherry chair.
Nothing.
Like, and then getting the pita bread out from the refrigerator and then parting the Red Sea.
Yep. And they know nothing about
and
all
then
of that.
That's
horrible, they, really.
It's almost like they don't know history. Do they even teach history there? Do they even know what history is?
I don't think so. I don't think they know.
You know what? You know, Haley Steinfeld knows my history. I'm going to let her tell it better than I can.
Oh, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
You know just what to say. Things that scare me, I should just walk away. But I can't move my feet. The more that I know you, the more I want to. Something inside me's changed. I was so much younger yesterday. Oh. Faster emotional earthquake. Bring on disaster. You hit me head on, got me weak in my knees. Yeah, something inside me's changed. I was so much younger yesterday. Yeah. So much younger yesterday.
And this is Justin. Five alarm fire.
We think it's a fire alarm, but that could be a cover.
They don't know.
You know, like, we're all saying this stuff about, like, Lafayette, Lehigh. Like, Lehigh doesn't have a fire alarm.
Do they even know what fires are?
That's dangerous. But, like, us, like, we have, like, six fire trucks outside.
Yeah, we are
those
trucks.
That's not just a fire alarm pole. is it now, Larry? Like, that's got to be something.
That shows how dedicated Lafayette students are to protecting one another. You know, we pull fire alarms even when we're not right, even nothing's going on.
Yep. You know, just like, you can't hurt. It doesn't hurt.
It doesn't. It really doesn't hurt. It's a precautionary measure. Yeah, you know.
Not, like, every now and then, you got, you know.
You got to protect your parts.
You got to protect the parts.
Now, that's called a par dollar.
Par dollar.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Not only do we have par dollar, you know what I mean. Like, if a Lafayette person were to, you know, be that person, were to become a stripper, they would
really.
Be, you could just pay them in par dollar.
Now, do you use the refundable par dollars or the non-refundable
par
dollars?
And this is the great debate that they that. This is what
because par dollars is like a money laundering scheme. Whoa. If you think about it.
Ooh, tell me more.
Because it's like you know, like you have like the two subsets of par dollars. You have like the school given par dollars, and then like the refundable. You know, like the you put money in, then take it out. Par dollars. Ooh. And I think those par dollars could be better used.
Yeah, you know what I mean? We got.
Because you could pay for a lot of strippers with those.
Par dollars. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I want to get into. I want to become the strip pard.
Exactly.
The strip pard.
Strip pard.
Yeah.
Strip pard.
Paid with par dollars.
Paid with par dollars.
Make sure they're refundable because you won't be able to get that par dollar back.
Yep. You got to get that refund.
And that is called econ.
That is econ right there. You know, I have some friends studying for like an econ assignment and, you know, my hat's off to them, but they should really be listening in because
they could learn some real stuff. They think that the market is all about checks and balances
and
demand and supply.
That's what the media tells you.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't know because it's really all about, is it refundable or...
It's refundable or non-refundable par
dollars. Or, you know, are you ready to become a stripper?
Exactly. Or strip hard.
Oh, strip hard. And that's called par dollar.
Yup, that's called par dollar.
So, you know what I mean? Like, they don't understand. And it's cool, like, you know, if you're an econ major, but I just don't think you have to take a class for econ when you can listen to me.
Right. I mean, like, Larry, like, you pretty much are an econ professor. Like, you have a degree and everything.
Yeah, you know, I like to mess around here and there.
You know,
like, I invested in a stock before.
Oh, really? Like, what stock was that?
I don't know. I just looked something up and invested in it. I think it was a betting line on flag football intramural.
You know, that was a hot line.
Yeah, over under 30 on Team Gray versus Team Blue, Lafayette intramural flag football.
Okay.
It is called internal betting, which you should never do.
But
if you need to do it
or
you
want
need to do it.
Are you the man?
I don't know because
I heard Yoshi's the man.
Yoshi's
the man for the internal betting.
You know Yoshi, you could go to Yoshi because Yoshi loves flag football.
He loves flag football and he's like the supervisor there.
Yeah, and he makes investments. Like he when he invests $1 on Team Red to beat Team Blue,
not gonna happen.
That's called econ, though.
That is, you know, you win some, you lose some. Like that's what like the great professor said.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like that's what the great professor Aphrodite, the Greek god, once said.
Mm-hmm. Who is also an econ professor?
Yeah, she knows her econ.
Yep.
It's all about econ. It's supply, demand, and flag football betting.
Yup, flag football internal betting.
Yeah, so you know, next time you want to go and do some econ, just don't go. Play skip the classroom.
Yep.
It's so much fun. And they'll understand because you're listening to me.
Exactly. And that's the whole point of it. You know, it's like, do you think that like, everyone would just have a 4.0 if they took a class with you?
Yes. Like, really? That's the point of class. To get students to come back to it.
Yeah. You don't want... Would you want your kids skipping class, Larry?
You know, if they knew, you know... Here's the thing. No. The short answer is no. Because I'm teaching it. It's like, you can't just skip class. I need you to go.
You can't skip my class.
No.
You can skip, like... another class, but not my
class. Yeah, you should skip those classes. You should play, you know, the movie I Want to Skip Classroom Time and lock those professors out of your virtual classroom.
Exactly, lock them out.
And then
in the dream.
Yeah, in your dream. Don't forget about that dream, because it goes down in the dream.
Yep.
But then you got to remember, though, that at the end of the day, you're just a green, puffy unicorn flying on rainbows.
Exactly, and that's... that. Like, really. You can't really say much more than that about that.
You gotta paint your own picture.
You really do have to, you know, like... I'm just a really big fan of painting now that you say that, later.
Yeah, you have to blow your own mind. And that wasn't a sexual reference. It was not. No.
Never.
That's a clean reference. You got to learn how to blow your mind, though.
You got to learn how to blow
your mind. And you can't just do it yourself. You got to imagine.
Yup. You got to imagine. Sometimes you need a partner.
It's called creativity, and that's what we show you here,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly. That's what this whole show's about.
Yeah, you know, Haley Steinfeld, you know, when she wasn't starving until she met you, she was starving of creativity.
But then what happens when she met you?
Oh, I became, that's when the firemen came and I decided to become a strip pard.
You think there's some, like, strip pards on campus right now with these firemen?
Uh-oh, is this conspiracy theory? Whoa, Charlie Foster, this is groundbreaking news. They don't even know.
They don't know. Like, what could be happening in the building? It could be full of stripards.
Oh,
that's the whole cover up.
Better pull out your virtual non-refundable pard dollars.
You gotta pull them out.
Uh-oh, econ majors, get ready to have a blast, because that's investing.
That is investing.
You show up.
You just gotta pull the fire alarm.
Yep. You show up on a night out. You spend $100. You tip 50.
Yup. That's always. I always tip 50%.
You need to tip 50% because
you know what's bad service for me? 75%.
Oh.
You know, it's like I'm gonna give you money because I feel bad about how bad you are.
Oh.
Like, what about that?
Now that's low.
That is low, but it's like. Like, what would you think? And I would, like, you know, like, you gotta write a message on your tips. Like, I've actually, like, never done that, but, like, I've been wanting to do that. Imagine, like.
Yeah.
Imagine you just, like, you can either make someone's day or, like, make them feel horrible.
Yeah, and you do that it's by giving them your Instagram.
Yup, you know, and your, like, Instagram, phone number,
and Snapchat.
Social security number.
Yeah, give it to them. That's called trust. You have to make yourself uncomfortable to grow.
I actually gave my social security number to Big Woody's last night.
That's a good idea. Now, that's called putting yourself out there.
I don't know if you've ever been to Big Woody's, but it blew my mind.
Whoa! I can't believe it blew your mind. Wow. Now, that's called a blowing of the mind that we were talking about with the creativity.
It is called that, and it was talked about with the creativity. So.
Yeah, like, I love it when you can just be your own creative, fluffy unicorn.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm a big fan of, like, big, creative, fluffy rainbow unicorns and all that. And I was wondering, like, where'd you come up with, like, that vision of creativity, Larry? Because I personally think that is brilliant.
Well, I was blowing my own mind one night, and it was, like, crazy, because it was like, wow, what is going on in here? It's in my mind. I'm getting blown. Whoa. But, you know, the show stops, new takes its place.
Oh. What was that?
And that's when I got the rainbow unicorns dancing on, you know, food trucks in the basement of McKean.
You see, the basement of McKean, you know, I've seen several rainbow fluffy unicorns down
there. Are you serious?
I am. And it's like, I'm always like, the first time I was shocked, I was like, whoa, what are you doing here? But now, like, I go down there and I'm like, what's good, rainbow fluffy unicorn?
Yeah, because, you know, as Julian Michaels, one of the famous philosophers who wrote the song Issues, will tell you that she has issues, but you have them too, and that's okay.
Everyone has issues.
Let's see what issues they have. You did, baby, I did you too. No, you don't judge me. If you did, baby, I would judge you too. Yes, I would, because I got issues.
Things feel bad, try to fix things, but you're perfect.
poorly wired circuit. And got hands like an ocean. Push you out, pull you back in. Cause you don't judge me. Cause if you did, baby, I would judge you too.
Cause I got issues and you got it too. I got it right up in here. Yep, you tell him, Julia. Yeah, we right here. Cause I got issues. And that is called the I Got Issues. Oh, but you got him too, you know, Charlie.
We all have issues.
We all do.
We all do have some issues, and like some of them I just gotta like tell you.
I have a skipping class problem. I'll admit
to
that.
Do you think that's an issue though?
I think that it's an issue for the professors.
Not for you.
No.
No, never.
Because
it's always for you.
Yeah, they make the issue.
They are the perpetrators of this issue.
That is, yes. Yes. They are. They are the villains. They are the Snow White to my seven dwarves. They just invade my house and then don't even let me come in.
Nope. Because why would they?
Yeah, that's called a locked door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's an issue.
And if that... Yes, that's an issue.
You gotta get it fixed.
Yeah, and even though they have the same issue and I have it too... I gotta go. Yeah, if you gotta go, you gotta go.
You gotta go, exactly.
I learned that the hard way in the bathroom when it was locked.
Yes, the bathroom when it's locked is always an issue.
You can't use it. That's an issue.
You have to, like, go downstairs.
Yeah, and there's a used condom in my bathroom downstairs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, who would have done that?
Who would have done such a thing?
Yeah, you know what I
mean? That is horrible.
Yeah. Like,
that's an issue.
That is a big issue.
That is a big issue.
Like, you can't just do that.
No. No, you really can't. Like... You know, that's just a big issue.
Yeah, that's an issue because, like, I don't know where the condom's been. I don't know where the condom...
It makes you think, like, where the bathroom has been.
Well, you know, maybe it was a practice condom.
Maybe it was. You know, maybe someone's, like, really nervous.
Yeah.
Like,
you gotta get your reps in.
You gotta get a rim. You gotta get, like, that. What do you do? Like, a 3x8, usually?
Well, you know, that's
for
a
reps,
good strategy.
It's like your rep.
Yeah, you know, when you rep, you gotta think about, you know, what you're thinking about. In basketball, the team gets reps up.
What is a rep?
A rep is you have to shoot the rep.
You have to shoot the rep? Okay.
And it's got to go in. It's got to be wet like water. It's got to go in the bucket. Boom.
Boom.
And that's when the baby flies out of the basketball hoop.
Exactly.
And that's called biology.
And that is biology.
And that's exactly. That's half of what biology is.
You know, we hit like econ tonight. Now we're hitting biology.
We are intersectional.
We are very intersectional.
Like, you know, we hit one topic, we explain how it connects to the other.
Yup.
And then we go with that.
And that's what we go with. Exactly.
And that's not an issue. Like, we just define what an issue is.
That is not one of them.
That's not an issue.
Nope. I don't need to tell you about that.
No.
No, because that's not an issue.
It's not an issue. And even though you have them too.
We got issues.
But you got them too. So bring them all to me, and I'll bring mine to you.
Say it, Larry.
Oh, you know I'll say it. I'll say it right here, right now.
Do it.
Do it.
You do it.
Okay, I will not do it, but I think that everything is about trying hard and making yourself uncomfortable.
Yup.
If you want to put on a condom and, you know, practice.
Try, you know, practice, friend.
Yeah. Yep. You know, do, you know, blow yourself. Do it.
Yeah, do it.
See what happens.
See what happens.
Explore.
Because that's not an issue.
That's the magical unicorn. You need that.
Magical unicorn.
Explore.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But, you know, thank you guys so, so much for tuning in tonight. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Thank you guys so, so much. I will see you next time.
Good show. Good show.
Man, that was fun.
That was a good one.